first of all, as a coach, as a dad, boy, you got to be proud as can be of this young lady and what she's done, not only wrestling, but the last couple of years, three-sport athlete, what she does in school. First of all, as a dad, you got to be really, really proud of what both your daughters have done this year.
Oh, I am. I mean, they're, you know, athletics are, you know, important to me. They're sure not everything, but they're, it is important. They put a lot of work into it, and you just want to see them have that success. You know, you want to see that hard work pay off. That's probably the biggest thing as dad that you like to see.
A chance to coach her in wrestling. The last couple of years, back-to-back state championships, just a beast out there. Watched her, you know, the state tournaments last couple of years, and boy, just went out and just dominated a lot of those matches, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She really did. She turned it on and was, I mean, just focused and really, I mean, yeah, I think the last, I believe that's correct. She either pinned or tech followed everyone in the state tournament over the last 2 years. So that was, it really was something. It was quite an accomplishment for her.
And like I talked to her, there was some young ladies with 45, 46 wins. I mean, a lot of girls had piled up impressive records, and she went right through them as well.
No, she did. She really did. She, it was kind of funny. Last year, I think I was more nervous than she was.
That happens. Did she have to say, Dad, it's okay. We're going to be fine.
She did. She actually told me that before the state finals match her junior year. She goes, Dad, you're kind of making me nervous. You know, just relax. I'm like, all right, fair enough. That's the last thing I want to do is make you nervous. So,
Shadron State coach, not going too far away, thinks it's going to be a great fit for her up at the with the Eagles wrestling program up there.
I do. I couldn't be more excited for her to be, you know, to be at the NCAA level, and that'll be like Division I at Shadron because they don't separate them for women's wrestling. And so it'll be the highest level, you know, in college. And it'll be good. It'll be challenging for her, for sure, starting off. But, you know, I couldn't be more excited. I think they got a good room. I think she'll have good workout partners. And, you know, I mean, even as an individual sport, you still need people around you to push you. There's no doubt about that. And I think that's what I'm most looking forward to, is seeing how much she'll grow with, you know, with better workout partners. I mean, you know, she had good workout partners in Imperial, too, at Chase County. Don't get me wrong. She couldn't have done it, you know, without the girls she had there. But we didn't have a whole lot of girls, and a lot of girls, you know, didn't have a lot of experience there. So it'll be a different level of competition in the practice room, for sure.
Well, hopefully, in the years to come now, since a lot of those area girls in the younger program, in the younger grades have watched what Haley has done, maybe the numbers will pick up a little bit more for you.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I thought we'd get a few more eighth grader, you know, incoming freshmen this last year, but, you know, they didn't. They ended up going to basketball. I think a couple of them might come over to wrestling this year, but we do have good numbers in the middle school, and I really hope that that'll keep building. Yeah, I mean, I think the more, you know, wrestling is a little harder to get people to come out for. I feel like basketball is a lot more, you know, maybe popular and easier too. Because there is some challenges with wrestling. I mean, it's just you out there. You know, there's not a team to hide with or anything. But that goes both ways. I mean, it's just you and you win also. You know, I mean, you do get the credit also. So,
well, the Longhorn Wrestling Program, like, well, you look what Jarrett Peterson did back in his days. He's having a fun time at Augustana. Now Haley does what she does at going to Shadron State. Hopefully this will spark a few more numbers, both the boys and the girls, for the next couple of years.
Yeah, no, I hope so too. Yeah, Jared had a heck of a year at Augustana. He ended up with a knee injury, kept him out towards the end of the year, right before their regionals, the NCAA qualifying tournament. And so that was kind of a bummer for him, but I know he'll be back. He's a very motivated individual also, and puts in the work.
Well, I tell you, you guys are going to have some miles on your vehicles coming up next year with going to Shadron State for wrestling and with the Riley for volleyball at Laramie County Community College. Holy smokes, get ready for the miles to be put on those vehicles.
Oh, for sure, but there's not anything I'd rather be doing more. It is challenging time to make it all and to balance that time, but it goes quick, too. I mean, you know, got two of them graduating, and that's kind of crazy to think about also. So It's good miles, that's for sure.
I forgot to ask the girls, are there any more Rusher kids on the way up, or is this it?
They have Eddie. He's a freshman.
Uh-huh.
This year, yeah. Little brother. He's been growing like crazy, too. He's, you know, he's 15 still, and he's about 6'6", 180. I think when he grows into his frame and, you know, his strength and coordination catches up with that huge growth spurt he had, he'll be someone to reckon with also.
Jeff, thanks a million. I sure appreciate this. Good stuff, and congrats once again. Two young ladies going off, and I love watching them track. I love track and field's my favorite sport. I love track and watched them down at Cambridge the other day for the Don Stein. They got a chance. They got a chance in class. Yeah. They got a chance Class C, dropping down to Class C, maybe making a run again this year.
They do. I think they do. I mean, Troy does a heck of a job with them. He seems to always know where to put people, and I think we got enough girls out, and you know, he does such a good job with that program and tradition with the numbers that hopefully we can string another one together. It'd be a good way to go out for sure for the girls.